Well, somewhere around 10 to 5 when there weren't very many people at the Pentagon. Of course, there's always somebody there, but
right.
that's not when the full force is there. Someone shot at the south side of the building.
So this is the side, essentially, if you're driving 395, you see that
right.
side.
And officers on duty, the protection force there, heard the shots. Mm-hmm. 5 to 7 shots, they think. And they immediately, you know, called, hey, we think we hear shots. They started looking around. They closed down the...
So they put the place on lockdown.
Right, which, again, there weren't that many people at that time in the morning. A lot of people were arriving and started looking. And then as a result, they closed off the highways because they thought that it was coming from the direction of 395. Mm-hmm. As they did investigation, they discovered that there indeed were 2 shots that hit the south side of the building in windows. Mm-hmm. And these are reinforced windows, so the bullets never actually got in the building. But they did knock a hole in it and left fragments of the bullet in. They think some of the other bullets might have hit the building too, but they haven't found them yet. Hmm. Okay. Luckily, those were unoccupied offices in a part of the building that's being renovated, so nobody got hurt. And so now they're actively looking for someone who shot. They're looking at videotape from the Pentagon and other federal buildings that are in the area and other private buildings, including, you know, VDOT's traffic cameras. And they're trying to find out if anybody got any shot of who might have been shooting.
Now, I just saw and last night on TOP.com, I was WTOP.com, sorry, and we need all the letters in there. A similar thing just happened, over the weekend down at the, I believe it's the Marine Corps Museum?
Right, the Marine Corps Museum in Triangle, Virginia. It's on the Quantico Marine Base on the edge. It's brand new, only opened a couple of years ago.
Gorgeous building.
And a large tourist attraction. After it was closed, either on Saturday or Sunday, they're not sure when, they think Saturday, someone shot holes in windows again on the upper stories, and there was nobody in the building. The facility was closed. That's right along I-95.
Right.
So you've got 2 shootings that are right along the interstates. Rifles were probably used in both, although they're not releasing any information about the ballistics yet. That may come later as to whether it was the same gun. They're looking into a connection. It doesn't necessarily mean there was. There's a lot of other possibilities.
But the timing seems suspicious. The similarity seems, I mean, just for a dumb guy like me, it just seems like, hey, something weird's going on.
This dumb guy said the same thing. Yeah. When I heard the initial reports in the Pentagon, I say, hey, that sounded just like what happened down at the Marine Corps Museum. And of course, the question did come up at the briefing by the Force Protection Director, Steve Calvary, and he said, you know, they have contacted the Prince William County Police. Mm-hmm. They are looking into the possibility. Prince William Police confirmed to me earlier that they have talked to the Pentagon about similarities, but they've not made a connection yet.
We only have like 30 seconds left, but the Pentagon is very locked down already. Are they taking any additional steps, or is there really anything more they can do?
Well, my colleague J.J. Green interviewed Mr. Calvary later in the day,
right.
And he found out that one of the things they might consider is one of those devices that they have in some bad crime neighborhoods that when shots ring out, it'll tell you what direction the shots are coming from.
Wow.
And they're looking at the possibility of installing something like that there. They're not sure it'll work, but they're going to try.